This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
Join us here on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about a topic that I think is actually pretty important. It's a basic human freedom to be able to express yourself. And expression comes in more than just verbal form. As Daryl was pointing out, I'm Ian. Daryl's across the table from me here. We're Free Talk Live. As you were pointing out, it's a freedom of speech issue to be able to be topless as a female. Males are certainly able to be topless, so there's obviously the discrimination factor, wherein if the government's going to make a law, it should be applying to everyone equally, not, you know, certain laws for women and certain laws for men, but
right,
also
and
free speech.
Just point of clarification, I was not saying that just being topless in and of itself is a form of speech, but this proposal here in New Hampshire makes no exemption for art or protest, which are both forms of speech.
Gotcha. So discussing the question of whether or not there's this new proposed legislation that would prohibit toplessness for females only across New Hampshire. And I hope it, you know, first of all, I hope it just dies in flames in committee and never goes anywhere. But even if it does pass, it probably won't survive a constitutional challenge in court. But
yes,
that doesn't mean that there aren't people who are all whipped up into a frenzy about this and making a big deal out of it. Some state representatives making fools out of themselves. You can read their quotes over at freekeen.com saying some very very offensive things to one of the ladies who is a supporter of topless equality. And we had a gentleman call in the last hour who was suggesting, he sounded like a very religious guy. He talked about the Garden of Eden and how once they ate from the apple, got the knowledge of whatever, that knowledge somehow
of good and evil.
Knowledge is somehow bad or whatever, that leads to sin. Anyway, that when that happened, that they got all self-conscious and decided they needed to cover themselves up. Well, if it's true that in order to be a good Christian or whatever, you have to cover yourselves up, does that mean that Christian men should be covering their tops up too? And if not, why not? Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Let's go to Laura. She's on the line in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. Laura, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hi, Ian. Yeah, I wanted to chime in on this discussion, which I've been sitting here laughing and laughing. It's not a new issue. You know, back in the 70s, it was also an issue. I remember working on a project at my boarding school where we were building teepees, and it was a four-day project, very hot weather. All the guys stripped off their shirts, and we went to a very progressive school, and us girls were all, you know, female, we were feminists. So we stripped off our shirts, too, which was fine until somebody saw us and called the headmaster, and we got the call back, the girls have to put their shirts on. And we had a small riot there because we didn't think that was fair and we shouldn't have to. So it's been an issue that's been around, and I think,
oh yeah,
truthfully, if we were as free a people as we like to think we are, it would be a non-issue. And I want to give another example of this. I had an aunt who considered herself a true feminist, okay? The woman had fits over Madonna in the 80s. I was a big Madonna fan, and I used to laugh and say to her, you don't understand. If women were as free as you think we are, she'd just be another chick walking around in her underwear. And the very fact that people get upset by her doing that indicates to me how far we have to come. Now, having said all of that, and I believe all of that to be true, I wonder, I'm older now, and I think in America, certainly. We have sexualized the breast to such a point that I wonder how safe it would be for women to walk around shirtless. We have turned the breast into such a symbol of sexuality in this country. I'm not sure it's possible for women to walk around shirtless.
Well, I think that,
you know, afraid for their own safety.
You know, there's a legitimate concern there, I think, and that's probably one reason why it's not particularly popular. Even though it's legal, it's not something that's done very, very often. And when you look at the quote from one of these state representatives, I read it in the last hour, but we've always got new people tuning in here. So one of these state representatives said this, and I'm going to read it as he wrote it, including spelling mistakes. Who doesn't support a mother's right to feed? Don't give me the liberal talking points, Amanda. If it's a woman's natural inclination to pull her nipple out in public and you support that, then you should have no problem with a man's to stare at it and grab it. After all, it's all relative and natural, right? So he's suggesting that, yeah, that he is interested in grabbing breasts that might just be hanging out there. And I think that does back up what you're saying, that, you know, maybe someone would be more likely to commit sexual assault or assault in this.
This is basically
the conversation I was just having with my domestic partner in the kitchen, because we were talking about this as we were listening, and I said, let's face it, you already have sexual harassment. We already have sexual assaults. And so now, you know, and we've sexualized the breast to such a degree in this country. And I said, you know, men will look if women do this, and then there will be those who will sexually assault. And then we will hear that tired old saw, well, she was asking for it. So it's an interesting conundrum, and I just wanted to chime in on it.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah, go ahead. This is basically, you know, the statement there from the state rep is basically him saying, if I assault you, it's your fault because
I can't control myself.
You just had that body part that I really like, and I cannot control myself.
Exactly. So, I mean, I don't know. And I will also add this. There is a sexual element even to males being shirtless. I enjoy looking at a buff young guy with his shirt off. There's a sexual element in that for me. I don't always like seeing some of the older men that feel so free to walk around shirtless.
That's what you get, right? I mean, that's what you get with toplessness, is you get the full range of experiences.
Right.
Laura, great call. Thanks for sharing tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I wonder how Representative Moore would respond if someone said women should be allowed to walk around exposing their knees and their thighs.
Well, he just might want to feel them up if he sees exposed thighs.
If I see a nice thigh, I might just want to rub it.
Toll-free number, 855-450-3733. So I understand where Laura's coming from. Like, you know, if a woman is topless, maybe someone like Josh Moore is going to come up and commit assault. That's obviously a risk that somebody is taking. But I think that in order to sort of retake that ground, or to take that ground of let's have equality, some people are going to have to take that risk, and some people are willing to do it. Most aren't. You know, they're not. In the case of the Free the Nipple campaign, or the protest, if you will, that happened this summer, there were some looky-loos who came out there. There was, you know, a lot of publicity surrounding these ladies that went out to the beach. It was Hampton Beach in New Hampshire. Several women went out. It was actually really kind of a cold, rainy day for a summer day. But they went out anyway, because they were planning this for quite a while, and they'd announced it, and the media had covered it. So they went out, they braved the elements, and took their tops off and tried to enjoy a day at the beach. The police left them alone in that particular instance. Ultimately, the police ended up arresting a couple of them later at a different beach on a different day entirely. But there were some, I guess, you know, perhaps lecherous males who had come to see the show, you know, so that did happen. But, you know, we're talking about people who are on the cutting edge, right? Like, these are the ladies who are leading this charge, and it's an issue. There was a lot of attention brought to it. It would have been a different story had they just shown up on the beach at some random time and not had any kind of organization around it, right?
Like,
if there's just some lady on the beach, she takes her top off and lays down on her blanket, that's not going to have the same effect as a press release going out and a specific time being announced for multiple multiple women to show up and take their tops off. So those people on that front, that leading edge of the of this movement, are the ones who are willing to obviously take those risks. And God bless them for it. I appreciate them doing it because I think this is ground that needs to be gained for freedom. 855-450-FREE. Share your thoughts.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you are against the idea of topless equality, I want to hear from you. And further, maybe you could tell me why it is, if you're like a religious, ultra-Christian kind of religious folk, I would love to hear why it is that it's a sin for a woman to be topless, but not a man to be topless. Because apparently plenty of Christians are totally fine with men being topless. So what do you think about that one? And by the way, it's Ian with you here tonight.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. You can also join us in real life in less than 2 months. We'll be at the Liberty Forum broadcasting live every night of the Liberty Forum, which is happening in February, February 18th through the 21st. It's happening in Manchester, New Hampshire at the Radisson Hotel, which is the largest convention space in New Hampshire. It's going to be a great time. It was awesome there last year. It's actually the 9th Liberty Forum. And if all goes as planned, if all goes well, the Free State Project will be completed by the time the Liberty Forum comes up. If not, it'll be right on the cusp of completion because the Free State Project has been increasing in its clip. It's been accelerating in the number of signups that it's been receiving recently, just, I think, setting a recent record with jumping up from 91 to 92% of its goal within about 4 days. And it's looking like close to 40 signers per day right now. It's incredible that the Free State Project is going to complete its goal of 20,000 people signed to move to New Hampshire. People who are liberty-minded folks, people who love the ideas of freedom and who are willing to work together to achieve them in our lifetime. Many of those folks will be at the Liberty Forum. Some are speaking. Some are just going to be attending. Edward Snowden is going to be speaking there, not in person. He can't come to the United States physically because he'll be arrested by the federal government, but he'll be on via video link. And again, that's nhlibertyforum.com. That's where you can go to learn more about the event, some of the other speakers. You can see the full list there. Not all speakers have been announced. More announcements are still coming, so stay tuned for those. Go to nhlibertyforum.com now, though, and lock your tickets and your hotel room in for February 18th through the 21st in Manchester, New Hampshire. nhlibertyforum.com. Right back into your calls and your thoughts. First, let's go to Alan in Sedalia, Missouri. Alan, you're on Free Talk Live, or Sedalia. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that it's not really a bad idea, but we need to kind of be careful where we're going here. I mean, like I told the guy that answered the phone, like you wouldn't want to walk in Walmart and see everybody standing there naked.
Walmart's private property, so Walmart can decide.
I'm just thinking of the selection of folks. I mean, there should be like a permit. It'd be like, you know, like a concealed carry permit, but it'd be more like a reveal and carry permit, you know, and there should be like weight restrictions, height versus weight, you know.
Are you serious? I mean, come
absolutely.
On, man.
Absolutely.
Look, I understand that this is one of the common objections is, oh, well, I wouldn't want to see those people topless. But
would
look,
you?
I don't care. It's just people, man. It doesn't bother. People don't bother me, you know. Like, people look the way they want to look. It's their choice.
No, they don't look the way they want to look. They look the way they look.
Or it's not their choice.
The
whatever. But either way, that's how they look, and I accept it, and it's okay. You know, it's not my eyes aren't going to be lit on fire if I see someone who's unattractive in public, whether they have their shirt on or whether they have their shirt off. So
you gotta be there and see. I'm kind of an old guy. I went through art school in California in the early 70s, and up near San Francisco, went to San Jose State, and there in the art department at that time there was not a brassiere. There was not a single brassiere in the whole art department. Now, that sounds great, you know, and all the girls are going, we're going to burn our bras. We're like going, oh, my God, no. This is horrible. You can't burn your bras. What are you thinking? And, which, of course, we had ulterior motives. But actually, when the reality hit, it wasn't all that great. Because there's sometimes when you wanted them to put their clothes back on, really, you know. I mean, there really should be like a permit or something. Like,
Let me ask the question. Who would be in charge of issuing this permit?
Well, I got a job, so I don't know. But there's going to be plenty of people.
Well, would it be a government agency somewhere?
Yeah, maybe Michelle Obama.
Yeah, government agencies screw everything up.
Well, nobody's going to get hurt.
People would have their people would be discriminated against. You would be allowing some people arbitrarily based on your preferences, Alan, to decide whether you would be the one deciding
or the preference of whoever's issuing the permits.
Yeah, I mean, because you're not going to get to write the law, so somebody else is going to write the law, and then somebody else is going to issue the permits, and all of them will get to interpret it in the way that they think is appropriate.
Maybe they'll do like what they do in New Hampshire and say that suitable persons And that winds up being, you know, at the discretion of whoever issues the permit.
Thanks, Alan, for your call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go on to Mark. He's in Madison, Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Hey.
I think that if anybody wants to go topless, shirtless, whatever, I've gone into a lot of construction sites because I've worked in them, and there's always guys gawking at women. But you know what? All we have to do, if they want to go topless, that's fine. A lot of people have in their establishments and on the airplanes have banned women from breastfeeding, and they says you can't do that here. You know what? We're humans. Let them go topless, and if there's some guy that can't freaking control himself, and you're out on the beach or at the park or whatever, well, I have to control because there's children going to be around. Just let them go topless. And if any guy just gets out of control, just make it painful for him. Make him have to pay a fine. Make him go to jail for 10 years to a point where he might lose his job.
Yeah, I tend to agree that it's the people who are going to freak out that need to be dealt with. And if some guy goes up and grabs a woman's breast, as State Representative Josh Moore suggested in his quote, was his natural inclination to just grab some woman's breast that happened to be out, that's assault, and it should be dealt with as an assault should be dealt with. Thanks, Mark, for your call. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Jeff. He's in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Yes, hi.
Hey, Jeff. Go ahead.
Yeah, I am a Christian. I know you said you wanted to talk to a Christian.
Yeah.
I'm not like a fundamentalist purist or anything.
No, you might not be much fun, then. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. I'll probably agree with you more than anything. I don't see where it could be a sin to have their breast out, because if that's the way God created Adam and Eve, tree of knowledge of fruit and evil, that they were naked, and that wasn't a sin. Just because they realized that they were, they stopped self-conscious or whatever, that doesn't make that a sin. And
yeah, it's not anywhere in the Ten Commandments. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Thou shalt not be nude in public is not in there.
Yeah. Yeah. And it also doesn't say, make the Bible say what you personally want it to say either, you know? I just don't see where that would be a sin. And if women truly want to be topless, it means something to them, by all means. I mean, we're a country, we're majority rules. So if majority of women feel that way, let them have it.
Jeff, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. I don't believe in majority rule. I think everybody should have the right to be free and live their life.
Let's talk about this majority rule BS.
We'll do that, but there's lots of your calls coming up, too. So stay tuned. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Also, Skype in at username lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. manipulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us here. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It is the new year, 2016, and people still have a problem with women being topless in public. The proposal on the table for this year in New Hampshire from a couple of prudish, or a few, prudish state representatives, all males, by the way,
yes,
have sponsored a piece of legislation that would make it illegal in New Hampshire for
a
women.
A misdemeanor.
Yeah, so possibly up to a year in jail.
Yes.
For being topless in public. Now, there's an exemption supposedly for breastfeeding, but generally for a woman to be topless in public would be illegal if this thing goes through. And they these state reps have been defending their legislation with some very, very rude quotes. Daryl, I know you wanted to comment on majority rule. We had a guy, before we get back to your calls, we had a guy call in. He said, well, you know, if the majority of women want to be topless, then it's a majority rule. They should be able to be.
Right, and the whole claim that, you know, like, we're a nation of majority rule. No, we're not. And even if we were, that would still be horrible, because what if the majority decides that your house can't be the color that your house is? What if the majority decides that, well, you can't drive the color vehicle you want to drive? You can't drive the make or model of vehicle you want to drive. But when decisions are made, it's still not a majority, it's a plurality.
Meaning what?
The most number of people on a given day that is not necessarily over 50%.
So like,
if there's, let's say there's 10 people voting, and there are 3 choices.
Mm-hmm.
4 people vote one way, 3 people vote another way, and 3 people vote the third way.
And don't forget the other 20 people who didn't show up to vote.
Right. So you've got 4 people that wind up having more votes than the others.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a majority of the 10 votes cast. That's a plurality. They would then get their way, and that would be enforced on everybody, including those that didn't show up. So it's plurality rule with some minor respect for individual rights.
Well, the idea, of course, is that rights are inalienable. And if you have these individual rights, a majority should not be able to take them away from you.
Correct.
That's one of the basic concepts behind a supposed republic, or at least this particular republic, in theory, is that the rights are to be respected of individuals. And one of those rights should be the right to express yourself and the right to be as you want to be when you're on your own property or on public property. Now, I agree that public property is a problem and we need to get rid of it. But until we do, I think toplessness should be allowed for both sexes. And I don't think that should be considered a radical statement or controversial at all. But yet, we've got full phone lines.
I'm surprised somebody's not called in saying that you're promoting the gender binary by saying both sexes.
Well, there was one girl at the trial, the Free the Nipple trial this week, who did claim to be neither. She was born a female, but she claims that she is non-binary, as you were talking about. And do those folks want themselves to be referred to as they? Is that right? Or it?
I think there's the term, like, you or
Z.
Jay or
Wasn't
Z.
Wasn't it Z? Z or
there's
something?
There's all kinds of variants of that. So it's like the Z's, you's, we, something. I don't know.
Let's go to the phones. Dave is in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Dave. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Yeah, this is a state issue, and personally, I'm all for covering up the boobies in public.
So you're for now, covering up male breasts as well?
No, I'm for covering up females only.
Why not?
You got to say about that, huh?
Because why only females?
Well, I mean, I came home last night, you know, from chasing homos and Wiccans out of town, and I realized, you know, females happen to be the fairer of the sex. It's just a fact. And to all those, you know, screaming feminists out there, hey, I'm sorry, but you were made different, okay? We have to have a little bit of civility. Now, if everybody wants to walk around naked, which I don't know why you guys are discriminating against the lower part of the body using your
body. Oh, I support people being able to walk around naked. That's just not what we were discussing.
But it's a state issue.
You can do it in Vermont, too, by the way.
Well, if that's what Vermont wants.
Yeah.
And technically in New Hampshire, women can walk around completely naked because the genitals are internal, not external.
But wait, Dave, you still haven't explained to me why females shouldn't be able to be topless, but males should. You just said they were the fairer sex. That doesn't really explain to me why.
Because they're the ones that have children. They are the
so
ones
they have fewer rights?
Are young. Well, again, I just told you this is a state-by-state issue, and exposing yourself in public has never been enumerated as far as
why is it that it's exposure when it's a female but not a male? You haven't made that clear to me yet.
Because women are the fairer of the sexes.
So if you were the governor of Indiana.
Are you going to let me finish or what, dude?
Sure,
okay,
go ahead.
It's a state issue. If I'm the governor of Indiana, I say, yes, I'm a Christian, and my Christian beliefs happen to prescribe to me that maybe we should be a little more civil when it comes to women and men and who can expose what. There is a bias, but it's a state issue. Nobody's saying that California shouldn't allow women to walk around. You know,
well, you would say that if you lived in California.
Yeah, but if I'm in the minority on that in California, guess what? I move. Okay? That's the whole point of federalism.
Yeah, okay.
So
but you saying it's a state,
state
issue doesn't answer
it
the
is.
Question, and you saying they're fairer. Daryl, your
no,
question
he,
was about
well, it's belief.
Right?
You,
no, he also said that if he were the governor of Indiana, he would enforce his religious beliefs upon everyone that lived in Indiana.
I would enforce a law, okay, that dealt with civility. That I did use my religious beliefs to come to a point of yeah.
So you would enforce an aspect of your religious beliefs on everyone if you had the opportunity.
You guys are using your beliefs in just the same way.
No, I don't want to enforce anything on anyone.
So people should walk around bottomless as well?
Whatever, dude. I mean, if it's public property, if it's public property, they should be able to. Yeah, absolutely.
If you want to see civility go by the wayside, you let this happen, and you have a bunch of 15 and 16-year-old girls walking around topless and a bunch of pedophiles following around where they go.
First of all, okay? Look, it's legal in Vermont for this to happen, and there are, been some teenagers who have been naked, there have been some older people who have been naked, and further, the word pedophile is the love of children, not teenagers.
Actually, pedophile would be someone that really likes feet. Pedophile would be someone that really likes children.
You know what I mean? So let me ask you this. Why are you letting the people of Vermont force their beliefs on the people of Indiana?
What the hell are you talking about?
If the law says in Vermont that women can do this, why does it have to say the same thing in Indiana?
It doesn't.
We're not saying that it does.
Okay, good.
We're just explaining that there are differences in various places.
Okay.
If I were in Indiana, I would oppose any kind of criminalizing of women being topless. I don't know what the legal status of it is there in Indiana.
Yeah, like criminalizing. I mean, there are levels of civility depending on what locale.
Should a woman be thrown in a jail cell for being topless in public?
For up to 1 year.
For any amount of time.
I'd go with a fine, maybe, I guess.
Uh-huh. What happens if you don't pay the fine?
Well, then there's jail. Sure.
Yeah, so then you agree with that. You want to put women in jail because they are outside topless. Thank you for the call tonight, Dave. Yeah, laugh it up. Laugh it up. Toll-free number.
What if their skirt isn't long enough?
Well, this is the same idea, and there have been, actually. You've seen the old pictures of women
the
on the beach.
The guy at the beach with the tape measure.
Yep, that happened. Toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Who wants to bring that back? I'm sure there are people out there who would like that.
Yeah, we can't see these women's knees.
Well, it could turn someone on.
I might see a little bit of thigh and want to go grab it.
Let's go all the way, Daryl. Let's mandate burkas for women. I mean, this is the same mentality, isn't it?
Pretty much.
It's just, you know, the difference is in degrees.
Yes.
I mean, even within the burqa is the most extreme. The burqa doesn't show even the eyes. There are some Muslim head coverings that do allow the eyes to be displayed, as well as the full face. So it just depends on the viewpoint, the religion in question. 855-453, 855-450-3733. But the concept is the same, that any amount of skin being shown by a woman is somehow too much for the men that are around, and so it should be illegal.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition of the program here into the new year. Welcome and a happy new year to you. It's Ian here.
And Daryl.
We've got freetalklive.com where you can support the show by sharing Free Talk Live. You got a good episode that you really enjoyed? Share it on your favorite social networking site, Twitter, Facebook, whatever else people use. I know there's other ones out there. Pinterest, isn't that like a video or like some kind of picture sharing site? Can you actually share audio on Pinterest?
You can share anything as long as there's a picture that somehow gets associated with it.
See, I've never logged into that one.
So, and then there's liberty.me, is aimed at libertarians.
A little bit of a smaller audience on that one. But yeah, share wherever it is that you hang out online. Share your favorite episodes. Free Talk Live makes a big difference for us when you do that. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. We're talking about topless equality, which sadly is not a thing in a lot of places. And here in New Hampshire, there are some state representatives who are trying to outlaw it. And these guys should know better. They're rated highly by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. These guys that we cited their quotes earlier. If you want to see the full story, go to freekeen.com. It's the story there about Amanda Bolden, who's a Free State Project early mover. She's also a state representative here. She supports topless equality. She doesn't want to take her top off, despite the fact that these state reps, one of them, said that the last nipples he would want to see are those of Amanda Bolden's. And she made it clear that she supports topless equality, but that doesn't mean that she wants to strip down. It just means that she supports someone else's right to do so if they want to do that. And you should have that right. If a man can do it, a woman should be able to do it. And I think it's clear hypocrisy for anyone to say otherwise, to say that a man should be able to be topless, but a woman shouldn't be able to be topless is ridiculous, and I've yet to hear any decent explanation as to why that is.
Well, decency, Ian.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Let's talk first to Josh in California. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Happy New Year's.
Thanks. Go ahead.
I'm a big states' rights guy myself. I'll try to express my opinions a little bit better than that previous caller. I do believe this is a safe right issue. If exposing your body was considered freedom of expression, I think the Supreme Court would have taken it up a long time ago, and you wouldn't have such thing like indecent exposure laws.
Well, it depends on if someone tried to take it to the Supreme Court. They generally don't just take up cases without someone appealing a case to them.
And there are exceptions, and courts have previously ruled, and I'll try to find a case here to cite momentarily, but courts have ruled that free speech must be protected, and laws such as this have to have exemptions for art and protest.
Right, and if you look at that, they kind of got into the gray area when they were reviewing pornography and, you know, couldn't quite define what, you know, lewd and the line between lewd and art and protected speech, and it's kind of a gray area. I'm not a law expert. I don't think they would pick up the case if someone did appeal it. However, being a safe rights guy, as a Colorado resident, we had marijuana passed, which I didn't support. I think the detriment to society is greater than the benefit of people being able to buy and smoke marijuana recreationally. However, that's what the voters wanted, and that's what the...
Hold on. So you think it's more detrimental to society to not arrest people and put them in jail for possessing a plant than it is to allow them to possess a plant and make a little bit of money on it?
Well, that is illegal, or that is legal in Colorado with permit. I think you can have up to 13 plants. However, the voters...
Right, no, you said it's detrimental. What you said what passed in Colorado is detrimental to society. And I'm asking if it is more detrimental to society to not arrest people for possessing a plant than it is allow them to have a plant.
For me, in my opinion, why it's detrimental to society is the marijuana-related accidents and deaths. I'm sure you've heard of the...
What marijuana-related accidents and deaths?
You know, people blowing up their apartments trying to extract the oil from the plants and all this stuff. I mean...
I have never heard of any cases of that.
It can be a little dangerous to do the extraction where you're using solvents or whatever, but you're talking about a very, very small amount of... You're talking about a very, very small amount of people here. I'd like to clarify something. If something's legal, then you don't have to do that kind of work in your apartment. Most people who do that work will do it in a professional lab setting. But all that aside, let's say there are a couple people who've blown up their apartments in some sort of pursuit of the marijuana extract. I think Daryl's question still stands. Are you saying it is more detrimental to society because a couple people might blow their apartments up versus thousands of people being arrested, giving criminal records, being thrown into jail, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people.
At a great cost to taxpayers.
Right, so you're saying one is more detrimental than the other?
Society have agreed to come together and set laws and rules, right? So I mean,
no, I don't agree.
So if everyone doesn't follow the speed limit and go to 20 above, there's no way we can enforce it because we have thousands of people who would have tickets and fines and going to jail. It would be unenforceable if that was the viewpoint. In order for a civil society to function, we need to have boundaries and limits.
That doesn't answer my question.
But you can go to another state where you can't. In Texas, marijuana, recreational marijuana is not legal.
That doesn't answer my question. Daryl asked you twice. I've asked you. You're not answering the question. Are you not understanding the question?
Are you comparing people breaking the law?
Who cares about your laws? Your laws are a joke. I mean, look, people don't care about the law because it's easy to look at them as ridiculous when they ban things like being topless and having a plant. And you're saying that having a plant, making that illegal is somehow, what you're saying is making that plant legal is more detrimental than destroying people's lives who have it under its illegal status.
If we as a free people have decided that something is not acceptable in our society, you either abide that law or you don't. And you.
If you're telling people what they're allowed to possess and what they're not free people. free people don't get told what they can or cannot do that does not harm anyone else.
The outlines of freedom. Everything else is left to the state. You talked about how would you like being told what color your house can be. That exists in America. You set aside and agree to a contract if you live in a homeowner's association, which clearly outlines...
That's private property. That's different.
How you
it's completely
yourself.
Different. I don't have to live in that that homeowner's association, but I do have to be subject to your laws. And you haven't answered the question. I'm not going to ask you again. Thanks for the call, Josh. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's clear which one's more detrimental, okay? The war on drugs is insanely detrimental to our freedoms.
Cost billions of dollars.
And I'm not just talking about marijuana. I'm talking about drugs across the board. It costs tens of billions of dollars and, you know, probably at, I don't know how many hundreds of billions over all the years of the war on drugs. I mean, it probably would be incalculable. And that's just on what government spends on it. What you can't calculate is the lost productivity to the economy, because you've gone around every year. There's something like a million drug arrests in the United States.
Yep.
You want to talk about destroying people's lives. The arrests actually make the actual detriments of the drugs themselves even worse. It's bad to be addicted to something, no doubt. That's a personal tragedy. But the government takes a personal tragedy and just makes it, you know, writes it large across all of society, forces us all to pay to put that person in a prison cell, to pay $30,000, $40,000, $70,000 a year, depending on which state we're talking about, to put them in a prison cell as though it's going to teach them a lesson. But yet anyone in prison will tell you, you can get whatever drugs you want in pretty much every prison, even maximum security prisons.
Yeah.
So, sorry, the whole thing's a scam. It's an illusion, the idea that you're having any kind of impact whatsoever on stopping people from getting drugs. So, the idea that in Colorado, now where it's legal, and they've now made more tax money for the state, which I'm not a fan of, the state getting more money, but it's a point to make, they've made more tax dollars off of cannabis now in 2 years than they're making off of alcohol taxes. And that money is actually being put into other things rather than enforcing the war on drugs. So arguably it's being used for somewhat better purposes, even though it's still the government that's spending it, which I'm not a huge fan of. But you've got people, thousands of them in Colorado, who are not being arrested now because it's legal there.
Right.
Thousands of people who are not going to jail, who are not losing their job because they just got arrested and they're in a jail cell and they can't make it to work the next morning, who are not losing their apartments because they can't afford to pay the rent, because they have to pay hundreds of dollars to the state in fines for being caught with marijuana. It's pretty clear that it being illegal is far more detrimental to society. 855-450-FREE. That's our number. It's Free Talk Live.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more. Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.